Hello, welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will concentrate on the Reds' next clash against Tottenham Hotspur. Welcome to Ben Hibbs and Nathan Thomas from the club website. Now, it's been a great week for David Moyes as the Reds qualified for the Champions League with a five-star display against Bayer Leverkusen. It was a terrific performance, Ben.
Yeah, I think one of the best things about it was the sort of speed and interchange in play. I think that's always when we play at our best, when we like to move the ball very quickly and go on these sort of counter-attacks. And, you know, I thought it was good as well that we gave Shinji a go at number 10. You know, I think that was pleasing, and obviously Giggsy came in and did his stuff, and Rooney continues his good form. So I think after a slight disappointment of not taking all 3 points against Cardiff, I think that was a sort of timely boost for our confidence to get 5 goals behind us.
Does it send a message to the opponents, to our rivals, that United are still here?
I think, yeah, both at home, you know, and in Europe, I think there was that confidence and that swagger about United that we've not really seen this year. And they look completely comfortable, you know, individually in their positions, and, you know, the front four, you know, combined, you know, to really good effect. Rooney was everywhere, as usual. Valencia played really well. I think that, you know, one thing it does do is that it really sort of sparks a confidence that, you know, we can go away in Europe to a team that have been unbeaten since, I think it's March or something like that, at home, you know. So to win 5-0 anywhere in Europe is impressive, but, you know, to do it there, you know, Germans are notoriously sort of efficient and tight at the back, you know, to go and basically just play them off the park, you know, it was really impressive, and, you know, that only bodes well, really.
And good to see a few different names on the score sheet, Ben. You kind of need a variety of scorers if you want to compete on all fronts for trophies.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last few seasons especially, we've always spoken about the number of scorers throughout an entire campaign and how that's a big advantage for us, that we're not relying on one or two players. So, yeah, I think it's great. And I think the fact that we've become sort of dangerous at set pieces is a big advantage to us, because I think sometimes we always used to just think that United were going to score an open play, and I think, you know, corners a lot of the time we didn't seem to get much from them, but the last two seasons you know, we're starting to score goals from that and free kicks as well, so I think that's pleasing to see as well.
Yeah, certainly is. We will need to be our very best and take a goal however it comes against Spurs. Despite going into the game after being thumped 6-0 by City, Nathan, it's still a very good side, Tottenham, and we'll have to be at our best to get something at White Hart Lane.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the issues Tottenham have had this year is that they've brought a lot of players in, and obviously, you know, initially fans are quite happy about that, to see all these big, you know, big names coming in, but they're clearly taking time to gel. They've lost a huge player in Gareth Bale, you know, and you know, I watched them against City and they were appalling, and they got ripped apart, but, you know, I do. You know, there is a sort of a part of me that fears a bit of a backlash. I think that, yeah, I don't think it will come, but there's part of me that fears it might happen. I think what United need to do is get at Tottenham straight away. They'll obviously be buzzing from the other night, and I think if they can get in and get an early goal, that, you know, that'll do United a world of good. You know, but as you say, you know, Spurs do have the quality, and we need to be wary. And Moyes will certainly be hoping that he has, you know, the likes of Vidic and Van Persie back, you know, for the game, because we really need to win after dropping points at Cardiff.
Yeah, there might be a fragility at the back for Spurs if we can get an early goal. I mean, VS Boas described that performance as embarrassing against City. It was awful, wasn't it? And if we can strike early and really prey on their lack of confidence, we could be in for a good result.
Yeah, you don't want to sort of take any kind of sympathy, do you, when defences are in that sort of position. So, you know, I think like Nathan says, you probably will expect some kind of reaction. But, yeah, I think we just got to go at them. And like I was saying before, I think that's when we're always at our best, when we go at teams and when we play with speed and attack. And, you know, that result the other night has given people plenty of confidence. So, yeah, I'd like to see us go down there and just take the game to them.
Yeah, surprised that Spurs have had problems scoring this season, when they bring in the likes of Soldado and Lamella, Eriksen, these creative attacking players?
Yeah, but I think there's a little bit of a lack of stability there, in terms of, like Nathan was saying before, you're bringing in a lot of players. I think it takes time. I think sometimes people just think that you can go and buy a load of players and suddenly you're going to be up there and be challenging for the title. And a lot of people were putting Spurs in that bracket, and I think people have been putting a lot of teams in that bracket this season, but I think there's a very few that can actually win the league, because you need the experience of having been there and done it before.
Do you think it's the same three, really? Or do you think Arsenal could make it four?
I think Arsenal will be in the mix, but even then I think that they could slip away. I fancy that they'll be up there, but I still think that they've not necessarily got that experience of seeing the season through. So,
but Spurs won't be?
I can't see it.
I think with Spurs as well, is that I've mentioned Bale earlier, I think similar to sort of when Ronaldo left here, that they've had to alter the way they play. You know, Bale became this enigma that was basically given room to roam, you know, he started on the left, but he would never stay there, he'd be in the middle, you know, on the right, up from, you know, and he'd obviously take a lot of the goal burden and score some fantastic goals. And I think they're missing that, and probably just that player that can pull them out of the mire when they're struggling. They've not got that sort of world-class talent in, you know, where they need it. And I think they will eventually come good insofar as I think they'll be challenging for the top four and the places in Europe. But I agree with Ben, I can't see them challenging for the league.
Is that good enough for Spurs, though? And will Villas Boas be given the time to see it through to the end of the season?
Well, you know, I mean, he seemed to be sort of quite... He's been quite popular recently at Tottenham, but then... You know, I don't know if the results are not going to go his way, then it seems like if they're going to spend that much money, then you tend to want results straight away. But I think that, you know, all you need to do is look at the appointment of David Moyes. We didn't go for a quick fix or somebody who was going to immediately come in and just had won all these different trophies and was going to come and carry on that here. We went for somebody that we thought would continue what we wanted the club to be and to do. And I think that's important to give managers that amount of time. Otherwise, you're just going to chop and change and you don't have any stability at all. And that is a key in football.
Yeah, well, I've heard a few Spurs fans on the radio, read a few things, seen a few Spurs fans on TV. I don't know if they're all that happy with Villas Boas at the moment. His style of football and the fact that they're just not looking like they're going to score goals, they're not creating chances. And there was even an article with Lord Sugar today, if you saw that, asking Sir Alex to come out of retirement and lead his team. That's not going to happen, is it? But it is a club which is still finding its feet at the moment. Surprising, really, given the nature of how well they've been doing in the last couple of seasons, progressing and going forward.
Yeah, it is. But I think that Tottenham are quite a well-run club. I think Daniel Levy is a very shrewd operator. And
did well getting top dollar for Bale.
Yeah, he did. He did really well, yeah. And I think that I don't think he'll make any knee-jerk reactions. You know, Boas did well with Spurs last year. And, you know, I think he's wise enough to know that teams have, you know, blips and times where they're not necessarily on top form, and particularly this season. And I think the last thing he'll want to do is unsettle the club any further by uprooting the manager and bringing someone else in. You know, he stood by Redknapp in tough times, and I think he'll do the same with Boas. I think long term, it'd be better if he sticks around and really sort of integrates himself into the club.
Yeah, absolutely. But as ever, it's more about what we do, isn't it? Than our opposition, Ben, and with Nani and Valencia both getting on the score sheet against Leverkusen, Kagawa playing so well, Rooney looking the business yet again, hopefully Van Persie. It's going to be interesting to see who starts up front for us.
Yeah, there are a lot of options, and I think it was good that... I think if Van Persie isn't quite right, then I would rather just see him sit out and just get right, you know, because we need him for the important stages of the season.
Play the same front four as in Germany.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, they're sort of brimming with confidence, and I think that we want to go there and play that type of football and play the sort of free-flowing attacking football. A lot of our players say they enjoy playing at White Hart Lane as well. I think the ground sort of the stands are quite close to the pitch. And you know, we've had some good results down there over the years. So yeah, I'd probably stick with the same four. Yeah. Giggs says it was a pleasure to play just behind them because they were sort of, you know, interchanging and sort of moving the ball really well. So yeah, why not?
It would be good to see them and see United really take the game to Spurs. You know, I think in recent months we may be guilty of sitting back a bit after we've got in front, you know, and let them back into it. But on the other hand, there is a different dynamic at home, you know, as compared to Europe, and whether or not the more physical side of it comes into play. I think Kagawa, when he's played in the league before, has maybe struggled to sort of impose himself. But you know, if he can really get on the ball and find the time, he's lethal. So it would be good to see him given the opportunity to prove that he can, you know, do it in the league as well as in Europe.
Yeah, games between United and Spurs usually very entertaining. Let's hope we have another one this weekend. Right, let's now hear from a couple of the players hoping to be involved this weekend and also hoping that the Reds can continue their unbeaten run.
Nani, first of all, I'd imagine confidence must be so high after the performance on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's like that. When you win a game with a performance like that, when you see all your teammates doing the job, working together, defending compact, running forward together, running back together, and of course you will have a chance to score the goals, and then we had the chance we score. So I'm so happy for what the team done that night.
Yeah, it was a good result, and I think the scoreline obviously, you know, always glorifies it. But you know, the fact that we scored five goals away from home in a tough Champions League game, you know, it was a it had to be a good performance, and it was. I think we've always done well away from home. I think we understand Champions League football. We've got a lot of experience in the team, and you know, the lads, you know, including myself, we've been playing a number of years in the Champions League, so I think you sort of know what it takes, and I think you realise that teams are going to have a lot of possession, and you know, I think the counter attacking style suits us, you know, with the pace that we've got in the team, and we used that to our advantage the other night.
Can a performance like that help in the Premier League? Can it give everyone the confidence to go into the next game?
Yeah, of course. Any game you win gives you the confidence for the team to play the next game. But I think that's special because you don't concede the goals. That's very important. And the way we played, we do pass the ball, the movements we run, the energy we put on the pitch was fantastic. So I hope from the next games, Premier League, we do the same.
This weekend, Spurs against Manchester United, it's just always a fixture that's got a sort of ring to it, isn't it? It's always like a special fixture in many ways.
Yeah, I think both sets of fans demand entertainment football, and you know, they want their teams to go out and express themselves, and I think that's always, you know, shown in the fixtures over the years, because you know, you look at the score lines and you know, the performances and how games have panned out, you know, it shows that.
And that's it. Good luck to Manchester United this weekend. Thanks to Ben, thanks to Nathan for joining me here. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. We'll see you again next week.